How does error find its way into the church? I've written an article in the latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal titled From Exception to Rule, How Error Replaces Truth in the Church, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Jordan Cooper details his journey from Calvinism to Lutheranism. The latest Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org. All right, now it's your turn. I want to hear from you. You've heard what the Pew Forum poll says. What do you say? Would you vote for a Mormon presidential candidate? I want to hear from you live this Thursday afternoon. It's June the 9th. Would you vote for a Mormon presidential candidate? We're giving away the book, Politics for Christians by Frank Beckwith, Statecraft as Soulcraft, to the listener with the best question or comment during open lines for the remainder of Issues Etc. this Thursday afternoon. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet, @IssuesETC. Or leave your answer to the question, would you vote for a Mormon presidential candidate, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Would it make a difference to you? Your decision as to whether you would vote for a Mormon candidate, would it depend on whom that candidate was running against? Would you vote for a Mormon presidential candidate? If so, why so? If not, why not? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or answer that question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. David in Clayton, Wisconsin says, haven't we, as a country, already asked these questions? Isn't it the same as having a Catholic president? JFK was Catholic. And we have had Quaker presidents. Would a Mormon take orders from Utah any more than a Catholic from Rome or a Quaker from the powerful movings of the Spirit? Would he or she institute polygamy just as a Catholic might make laws to prohibit meat on Fridays? How many Christians listen to their church leaders anyway? The real question to be asked about any candidate is their stand on the issues, says David in Wisconsin. No pun intended, but hey, we can't vote for the one that wants to take issues off the air. No. Would we? Wait, that's already been tried. My bad for bringing it up again, he says. But is he pro-life? What about the marriage issue? Is he fiscally conservative? What about his views on socialism versus market-driven capitalism? What about foreign policy and acts of war? I would not have a problem with the Mormon president, says David. Maybe he ought to have a Catholic vice president and a Lutheran majority in his cabinet. Interesting suggestion, although you can't always pick those things, can you? What about the rest of you? Would you have a problem voting for a presidential candidate if he were or she were a Mormon? 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our email address right here in the studio on this Thursday afternoon, talkback@issuesetc.org, or our Twitter address, @IssuesETC. Micah says, voting for someone who believes in God was once a man who lived on a planet orbiting a star Kolob is almost as bad as voting for a man who believes he is God. So, no, says Micah to the question, would you vote for a Mormon presidential candidate? Do you care what Mormons believe? And do you think it would make a difference as to whether or not such a person would be qualified to serve as president of the United States? 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Catherine in Arkansas says, I wouldn't vote for Mitt Romney, and that has nothing to do with his Mormonism. If you gave me a generic ballot with just denominations on it, probably not. I think someone has to be a little nuts to believe in Mormonism. Sorry, says Catherine in Arkansas. Thanks for listening there in Arkansas. Charles in Accident, Maryland says, in answer to the question, would he vote for a Mormon presidential candidate? No. Mormonism is a totalizing system just like Islam. I'm not willing to vote for someone whose religion is based on the idea of direct prophetic theocracy. Until the office of president is replaced with the prophet or caliph, voting for a Mormon or a Muslim would be a bad idea. In fact, says Charles in Accident, Maryland, it'd probably still be a bad idea even if the title were changed. Thanks for listening in Maryland, Charles. Ryan in Kimberton, Pennsylvania says it's difficult to reduce a voting decision to a single issue. I view voting as the country's electoral college desire to attempt a shift in the majority thought toward a majority's goal. Hence, voting to me is ineffectual. We actually have two choices, to vote or not to vote. I would choose the latter, or for a host of reasons, so he doesn't want to vote at all, regardless of whether or not the candidate were a Mormon. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Eric is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Eric.
How are you doing, Pastor?
Very well.
Good. My question would be, would you vote for a president who's married to women? I don't think I would, because that's not what I believe. So I myself would not vote for a Mormon because he doesn't believe what I believe, and I think he should represent what I believe.
All right, Eric, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. 1-877-623-6943. It's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. Live this Thursday afternoon, the 9th of June. Mitt Romney has announced again that he's running for president on the Republican ticket. He's also a Mormon. Having announced, the question is raised again, would you vote for a presidential candidate who is a Mormon? The Pew poll says, well, most of you, it wouldn't make much difference. Does that represent your viewpoint on that question? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Tom listens in Germany. He says, if he was the best man for the job, yes, he would vote for a Mormon presidential candidate. The Constitution says that there is to be no religious test for holding public office. Thus, the government is to be somewhat secular, and deeply held theological convictions need to be checked at the door so that the politicians' proposed policies can be examined to see their merit. So he's going to say, no, other issues, denominational, religious, affiliation makes no difference to him. Tom, thanks for listening in Germany, by the way. Erica listens in Mesa, Arizona. She says, I'm more interested in his politics than his religious beliefs. As Stephen said, he wouldn't be elected in order to preach to us about matters of religion. That isn't the job of the president. His job is to uphold the Constitution and govern the country with integrity and honor. As long as he's able to separate church and state and make the right decisions for our country, he would do a fine job. Do I like that he's a Mormon, says Erica? No, because it's a false religion. I'd rather him be a Christian. But we aren't voting based on the candidate's faith system. We vote on how well he can govern. Thank you very much, Erica. Thanks for listening in Arizona. We're coming up on a break. This break is a great time to give us a call and answer the question for yourself. Would you vote for a Mormon presidential candidate? If so, why? If not, why not? Would it make a difference depending on who that candidate was running against? And we're giving away the book, Politics for Christians, to the listener with the best question or comment or answer to that question. Would you vote for a Mormon presidential candidate? The book is by Issues Etc. regular guest Frank Beckwith, Politics for Christian Statecraft as Soulcraft. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. What if the Mormon were running against President Obama? Would that change your mind, make a difference on whether you'd vote for a Mormon presidential candidate? Your answer to the question on the other side of this break.
Looking for a church that has a small, family-like atmosphere, yet strives for excellent liturgical worship with outstanding music while focused on God's Word and sacraments? A church located in the heart of St. Louis and reaching out to the neighborhood with Jesus Christ and Him crucified? I'm Pastor John Helwig of Emmaus Lutheran Church at 2241 South Jefferson in St. Louis. I invite you to join us for Bible class Sunday mornings at 9 and worship at 10:30. Visit us on the web at emmaus-stl.org.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Treadmill for the mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
How does error find its way into the church? I've written an article in the latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal titled From Exception to Rule, How Error Replaces Truth in the Church, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Jordan Cooper details his journey from Calvinism to Lutheranism. The latest Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
I don't have any question about whether Republicans and conservatives and Christians are going to go to the polls. I think the great propensity of individuals of faith said we're not electing a pastor-in-chief, we're electing a commander-in-chief.
Well, we're getting your answer to the question. Would you vote for a Mormon for president? Mitt Romney's in the race again as a Republican candidate for president. He's also an outspoken Mormon. He says he didn't think it should make any difference to anybody. The latest Pew poll says most people really don't care whether or not the candidate would be a Mormon. What about you? 1-877-623-6943. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're live this Thursday afternoon, June the 9th. I want your answer to the question, would you vote for a Mormon presidential candidate? Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Our Facebook fan page where you can answer that question. We've left space for you. Facebook.com/issuesetc. One of the things I look for in children's Bibles, and they're all over the place, is whether I'm going to be disappointed at the crucial point of the Bible's narrative. That is the death and resurrection of Jesus. I have seen children's Bibles that actually kind of cartoon the whole thing up. I saw one that actually had Jesus kind of lightly pinned to a cross with a smile on his face. Not exactly in keeping with the biblical narrative. So one of the first places I turned in the Issues Etc. book of the month called The Story Bible, a big and well-illustrated children's Bible, is to the part where Jesus suffers and dies and rises again. Realistic art depicts the death of Jesus as it should be, appropriate for children, and they tell the whole narrative of Jesus' suffering and death and resurrection as it appears in the New Testament. That wins points with me. The Issues Etc. book of the month is called The Story Bible. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call and order The Story Bible from Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Shannon is listening in Norfolk, Nebraska. What do you say about voting for a Mormon presidential candidate, Shannon?
I would be extremely hesitant, probably would decide not to. My concern is the power, not so much of the person and their individual beliefs. I believe anyone in the United States should have the right to believe and worship in the institution that they so choose. But my concern would be the influence of the Mormon Church. I had a friend that was raised in Mormonism, and she made a comment, and she absolutely would not vote for a Mormon. She said that you could have, you know, someone who is sort of a Catholic or sort of a Lutheran because that's what their heritage is, and sort of a fallen, you know, in name only. She said, when it comes to Mormons, there's no such thing. And I appreciate that his faith is deep. I would also extend it to who I listen to. I have a hard time with Glenn Beck, mainly because of the Mormon issue, because he has crossed the line from a political commentary in my mind into the realm of speaking that God is speaking to him, and he has a message for the people that it even gets a little bit wishy-washy in there. But it's interesting in the political scene in the United States that so much, especially with such a strong conservative movement, too, that there is a lot of religious and theological beliefs mixed in with the politics. And it can make politics for a Christian very, very frustrating to know who to listen to and who to vote for and who. It's such a big issue that I think you do have to consider both, to some degree, the political beliefs as well as the religious background of an individual, because it does affect how they view the world.
Shannon, before I let you go, what if a pro-life, pro-traditional marriage-believing Mormon presidential candidate were running against the sitting president, President Barack Obama? Would that make a difference in your decision as to whether or not to vote for a Mormon presidential candidate?
No, probably not. But then again, I'm open to voting for a third party, even though I realize that due to the Electoral College system, that the candidate I vote for probably wouldn't get in. So I probably would make a choice with it. For me, third party is definitely an option. It's to me, the principle of voting is vote conscious, not necessarily always going to vote for who has the best chance of winning.
Shannon, thanks for listening in Norfolk. Dave in Troy, Michigan says, while Mitt Romney and John Huntsman, who's not in the race yet, by the way, are members of a heretical sect, I would not rule out voting for them just because they're Mormons, says Dave. My vote would be based on their public records, their policy issues, and the nation's best interest, he says, and their commitment to the constitutional principles. Michiganers already know what it's like to have a Mormon as the state's chief executive officer, and we did just fine, says Dave in Troy, Michigan. Robert in Sundance, Wyoming says, I wouldn't have a problem voting for a Mormon as long as he looked after the nation's best interest. I think he would keep the church-state issues separated like Kennedy did when he held office. 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number. The question I want your answer to, would you vote for a Mormon presidential candidate? We're coming to you live on Thursday, June the 9th. Luke in Millburg, Michigan says, the fact that I disagree with the presidential candidate's religious views is not enough to keep me from voting for them. If they live their faith in a way that oversteps their office into my faith and life, then I will have trouble with it, he says. I'm sure that there will be Mormons in heaven when I get there. If a Mormon is the best person for the job of president, I would vote for them. I've had to struggle to vote for the best person for the job in the past and don't imagine it will get any easier soon. But not to vote is to say others will speak for me and can choose what I want or need. That's Luke in Millburg, Michigan. Thanks for listening there. Paul listens in St. Louis. He says, given what I know about the Mormon Church's plans to dominate and control the United States as part of their destiny, I would be extremely unlikely to vote for a Mormon. The tough choice would be if I were faced with either a Mormon or a guy who supports and wants to expand abortion rights. Talk about being between a rock and a hard place, says Paul in St. Louis. Well, that's the other question I have. Would it make a difference who they were running against? A Mormon candidate against, say, the sitting president, who is pro-choice, who is in favor of same-sex unions, and who runs afoul of political conservatives, religious conservatives on many other issues. Would it make a difference? Would you choose a Mormon candidate over against the sitting president? Well, Rhonda in Iowa says, as Martin Luther said, I'd rather be ruled by a competent Turk than an incompetent Christian. Now, that is, by the way, an apocryphal saying of Luther, but many people adopt the principle nonetheless. Rhonda says, the question is whether the candidate is competent. Since there is a current Mormon who has declared a presidential candidacy, it's hard to separate the actual man from the potential Mormon candidate. You're quite right there. In this actual case, I would not vote for the declared Mormon candidate, says Rhonda in Iowa. Cullen in Lufkin, Texas says, as a pastor once told me, I could never trust a Mormon. Their theology is so crazy that anyone who says they believe it are either insane or lying to you, says Cullen in Lufkin, Texas. Scott in Altamont, Illinois says, unlike Christianity, Mormon has no basis in historical fact. The question becomes, can we vote for someone who believes a clear falsehood voluntarily? My answer, says Scott in Altamont, Illinois, is no, just like I could never vote for someone who believes that an unborn baby is not a human being, despite every evidence to the contrary. Still plenty of time for your answers to the question, would you vote for a Mormon presidential candidate? David in California says, anybody except President Obama. I would vote for an eggplant before I would vote for President Obama. So I take that as a yes, he would vote for a Mormon presidential candidate. Jerry in Montana says, if Romney were running against President Obama, I would vote for Romney. I doubt that Romney would surround himself with the 12 Mormon apostles for his cabinet or try to move the nation's capital to Salt Lake. There are sort of Christians running, but doesn't their sort of Christianity include pro-life, fiscal conservatism, and congressional and constitutional leadership? So it sounds like our listeners, by and large, reflect what the Pew Forum poll had to say. Most of them don't care. They would rather have a competent anything as a president than an incompetent something else, and religious beliefs don't seem to make a difference. Although there is a streak there among our listeners that says, wow, if they could believe what Mormons are told and taught to believe, then can we really trust their judgment? The book, Politics for Christians, that we're giving away during this hour, goes to Shannon in Norfolk, Nebraska. If you would send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send out the book, Politics for Christians, Statecraft as Soulcraft, to you, Shannon, by Issues Etc. regular guest Frank Beckwith. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Pastor George Borghard about the number 12 in the Bible. It's a big number in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. And since it's Friday tomorrow, we'll play Issues Etc., Soundbite of the Week. I know that the tendency is to, and we're all good at this as Americans, divorcing one's religious beliefs from their political adeptness. And I think as a general rule, that is very good. I wonder whether or not, in the case of judgment, in the case of prudence, in the case of what a man believes determines what he does, whether or not Mormonism may be an exception. Now, if you're just talking about the Jack Mormon out there who calls himself a Mormon because he happens to be from Salt Lake City or out west, that's a whole different story. But if you're talking about someone who is a Temple Mormon, who believes it, who lives it, who actually knows what Mormons teach and believe about the history of this country, about the nature of this country, about the nature of Christianity, about the nature of their church, about the nature of the divine revelation they claim from God, I think it does go to their judgment. That wouldn't rule it out for me. But we do want, above all, sitting in the White House, a person with good, sound judgment in all matters, don't we? I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.